Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming, episode 78. It's in front of me and I can't even read it.
There it
the
is.
The light is, yeah.
Uh-huh. You're blinded by the light.
Blinded by the light, yeah. Well, revved up like a deuce.
I don't even know what that means. It is kind of in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Well, I
think like a deuce and a quarter.
Wrapped up like a douche. Supposedly, I heard that a douche is a roll of cash.
No.
It's
no one has ever said
in
that.
In England. It's a British term.
No one has ever said that.
Okay, the Bruce Springsteen version is a cover. The original one, you can clearly hear him say wrapped up like a deuce.
No, wait. Bruce Springsteen is the original.
No, he's the original. Sorry. The Mad for Man is a cover of a Bruce. The Bruce one, you can tell. And the Mad for Man one, he's just mumbling.
Yeah, well, although, to be fair, like when Bruce Springsteen does it now, it is just mumbling.
He's just trying to sound like Mad for Man. He's also 70.
It's like new Bob Dylan.
All right, anyways, I'm Ryan, by the way.
I'm Chester.
I was born in the USA.
Were you, though?
Yeah.
Are you sure you weren't born in Kenya?
No. Prove it.
Why the fuck would I be born in Kenya?
Let me see your birth certificate.
Birth certificate.
Fuck y'all, I'm calling Hillary.
Prove it.
Get her on speakerphone. I got questions.
It's whatever, man.
Welcome to a very political episode.
Called me to brunch.
Bitch, you gonna tell me you didn't know your husband was getting his dick sucked in your own house? That's the question I want to ask.
But was it her own house?
She lived there.
Well, it was technically, it's America's house.
It's America. Can I go there and, make a frozen pizza?
So, wait, does that mean that we all have claims to that blowjob, man?
Yeah.
Because I'm missing out on a portion of the blowjob.
Well, I was too young to...
I call in all my blowjob debts.
Clinton into office, so he was not technically my president at the time.
So you weren't American? So
I cannot claim ownership over that part of that BJ.
Son, you never turned down a free BJ.
We were all children, so that's pedophilia, bro.
Means nothing.
Monica
means
Lewinsky,
nothing.
Pedophile.
Pedophile. Confirmed here on the Casual Cowards. You heard it first. Fuck, that was quite a tangent.
Well, and that's been episode 78.
How did we get to here?
It doesn't matter.
Catch you guys later on the Casual Cowards of Government Watch Lists.
It was a journey, right, for sure.
One of Hillary's snipers is standing outside my window right now.
I'm Charles, by the way.
That's Charles.
Take him first so we can duck and run. I got a gun right here. No bullets. No bullets at all.
Don't tell them that.
Don't tell who? The snipers?
Whoever you're pointing it at.
Oh.
I'm pointing this gun at you, but I got no bullets.
Oh. Yeah. This gun is fully loaded with bullets. Mind bullets.
Thank you, Jack Black.
Pistol shots of pure love.
That was a kiss, if you guys couldn't tell by the noise. So, boys.
Also, quick correction. My shots of pure love are a pearl.
They're what?
You said they were crystal shots of pure love.
Crystal shots?
It's a song by They Might Be Giants.
My shots of pure love are a pearl, though.
I was... Ask the ladies. Crystal.
Ask the ladies.
Well, I know a pearl necklace.
There's a Judas Priest song where he says, eat my diamonds. So maybe his is diamonds.
Maybe he shoots out diamond dust.
All of those songs are about gay sex.
It's the sound it makes.
Now that we all know Rob Halford's gay, go back and listen to Judas Priest. All those songs are about gay sex. It's fucking hilarious.
What if I told you I never listened to Judas Priest?
Go back. You need to listen to some Judas Priest, and it's fucking hilarious. Like, how do people not know?
I mean, I know there's one song called Hell Bent for Leather, which is like...
Come on.
Okay, daddy.
He dresses like a leather daddy.
Yeah.
They're funny, though. They're a lot of fun.
Anyway.
So, boys, what you been up to? Chester?
Got my new job.
Word.
Been working that.
Can I?
Gonna have two or
three.
One of those? Sure, thanks.
Yeah,
two or three of my coworkers will be joining us on GTA Online.
What? Oh, I'm gonna be the CEO now.
Are you gonna buy one?
I think I'm gonna buy an office this weekend.
Offices are half off this week.
Your office today.
I think anything CEO related, because the cargo, I think, was like 30% off.
Ooh, we should get on that and make a bunch of money.
So you should see if you can buy any
warehouses. True. I think I'm up to $2 million now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got a bunch of money just
sitting
around.
You should be able to get a CEO office and a medium-sized warehouse.
Tight.
If warehouses are on sale, you could potentially buy a large warehouse of your own.
Then I can boss you guys around. You boss me around.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel like even though you're the boss, I still do a lot of bossing around.
Well...
Someone's got to take control of the situation.
You know,
I'm like the manager. You're the CEO. You shouldn't be talking to anybody.
Just like, you know what needs to be done. Get it fucking done.
Get it done. I'm the district manager.
I buy the cargo. You make sure it gets delivered.
Right. I drive everywhere. I drive you around.
Forrest is a wild card.
This is how I feel. I just thought about this the other day. This is our group. So you're the brains.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean can be the looks. He's not good at anything else.
He doesn't do anything else. He drives an insurgent.
I'm sorry. I'm the brains. You're the muscle. Because you're better at shooting.
I'm the best shot.
And Forrest is the wild card.
He's definitely the wild card.
Because, like, let's go pick up this package. Where's Forrest? He just crashed an airplane into the... he just crashed an airplane into the side of a building.
Right.
So he's trying to pick up a package. Well, he's on the ground now. Oh, well, no, he just shot somebody.
Forrest cracks me up. He will not buy a headset.
Okay.
Because he has kind of anxiety issues and social anxiety issues.
Right.
So he doesn't want... He thinks that we're just going to talk shit.
Which we are.
Well, yeah, but...
But like how we talk shit to each other.
Friendly. Like that stuff. Loving. Yeah.
Friendly banter.
like men do.
Word.
Men talk shit to each other.
It's true. I've heard it.
I don't know if you're aware of this, Charles, but that's the thing, kind of thing that we men do.
Break your heart.
I've never done this.
but he doesn't want to voice chat with us because he feels like we're going to be mean. And he will get upset. So we're doing things, and he has no idea what's actually going on unless I take time to actually tell him through typing, which usually is let's just get shit done. Forrest will figure it out.
Let's go.
He'll join us sooner or later.
But it's fun. He's really good at flying planes in the game.
Yeah. He's the pilot. I'm the driver. Sean is our fourth person.
Looks.
You got to have four people to play.
And I'm the gunman. I get mad headshots.
Dude. Chester kills everybody. It's amazing.
So, should have some of my coworkers jumping on with us, which will be fun.
That will be fun. That'll be good.
I've also been playing... This game just came out for early access, which is what Steam does for games that aren't quite finished. But the developers are, like, small time, and they need funding. So you can buy the game early, and if you fucking hate it, there's no questions asked. They'll give you your money back.
Okay.
But it's called Osiris New Dawn. It is a survival crafting game, but it takes place on like a Mars-like planet. And there's fucking these aliens are scary as shit, first of all. But the coolest thing, like I'm a huge Dune nerd. What sold it for me was sandworms. Giant fucking sandworms that try to eat you. Just come out of the fucking ground randomly from across this giant crater and just soar through the fucking sky right at you. And if you don't run like hell, then you will get eaten. It's fucking
sandworms.
Awesome.
You hate them, right?
Yeah. Also a sting in it.
That helps. Yeah, plus sting.
What?
It's a Dune.
Oh, Dune. I've never seen Dune. I don't understand what you're talking about.
But
I have seen Beetlejuice, and it has sandworms.
It's
so
a fun game. Like supposedly... Eventually, you can even craft a starship and leave the planet and go to other
planets that don't have fucking.
So you're playing No Man's Sky?
Kind of, but actual enemies and crafting and resource gathering that isn't pointless.
So it's No Man's Sky.
It's way better than No Man's Sky.
With sandworms.
It's way better than No Man's Sky.
So No Man's Sky and Tremors fucked, right?
Kind of. Imagine The Martian.
Dude. Tremors, the game.
What?
Cut this
Why
out.
Isn't we that happening?
We can't look there.
What?
Oh, ideas.
Come on. How much fun would
that
be?
Much fun.
Really? Really?
They'll make a game out of
all the different
else.
Kinds of tremors that they've made over the years.
Well, I really have only seen the first one.
They have flying tremors. They take off with their farts.
So wait.
If it wants, they can walk on land.
All right. You've actually watched all these Tremors movies, haven't you?
I have the box set out there.
God damn.
You see the latest one with Jamie Kennedy?
I haven't seen any of them.
What? Shut up.
Yeah, dude. They're making another one, too.
You've been
Why?
Axed.
They're making a new one.
You've been axed, bro.
No.
Because you fell for that shit.
It was actually pretty entertaining. Watched it. I love like those B-horror type things. It was pretty fun. And the same guy, the guy that played Bert, the guy from, what is it, Growing Pains or whatever? Family Ties. Was it Growing Pains or Family Ties? Growing Pains. Anyways. Yeah. He's the only guy that's in all the movies. Apparently Kevin Bacon's too good.
Oh, the dad from Family Ties.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Burt Gum. But yeah, he's in it again. Because he has.
They should have
to
Michael J.
Time.
Fox in Tremors.
I got to clap for that.
That was good. That was very good. It's very good.
The whole game is you trying to pick up a pencil.
Just trying to eat a spoonful of cereal.
Like soup. Like getting it in your eyes.
Tremors, the VR experience, starring Michael J. Fox.
Just like eating yogurt and just... It's right on your face.
Jesus.
Giving yourself a pearl necklace.
Well, you don't need Parkinson's.
God.
Yeah, you just need an open afternoon.
Right? Just saying.
I look beautiful.
Would you fuck me?
Oh, God. There's a cafeteria lady. And
speaking
I use
pearl necklaces.
I use the term no. The speaking would you fuck me voice is what reminded me of this because I use the term lady loosely. There is a large, masculine man who wears lipstick and a name tag that says Elizabeth, who works in the cafeteria at my new job.
Word.
And one of my coworkers in my training accidentally said, thank you, sir, and she got very upset.
Ooh.
But supposedly, and I didn't notice this, but one day she was wearing a name tag that said Brian with no makeup on, so I don't know what's going on there. But it totally reminds me of Klinger from MASH because she is phoning it in hardcore. She's not even trying. There's some makeup and a name tag, and that's it.
Well, you know, maybe she's trying to get a... discharge for psych.
Yeah, man.
I'm thinking maybe there's some kind of benefit, extra benefit or something. Because
maybe she married herself.
I don't know. Maybe.
Bam. Now she gets married benefits. Game in the system. Speaking of games, Charles, what have you been doing?
Playing...
No Man's Sky?
No.
Destiny?
No, I have played Destiny.
Overwatch?
The new expansion for Destiny came out. It's pretty good.
I've heard it was good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I haven't heard nothing about it, but I'm sure it's good.
Yeah, we've been playing Doom.
So. Doom?
Yeah, the new one.
How's that?
It's so good.
I've heard the campaign was actually really fucking good. The multiplayer was eh.
Yeah, multiplayer is... It's
that's not what Doom's all about, though.
Like, it would be good multiplayer if it wasn't called Doom. Because, like, when you have something that's called Doom, like, you expect it to look and feel a certain way.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't.
It should
doesn't
just be, like Doom. Quake.
Yeah, like, if somebody gets a rocket launcher, you should be like, oh, fuck, are we done?
Yeah.
But you can eat, like, two or three rockets. That's not how that works.
Word?
Yeah.
Huh. No.
Yeah, exactly. Back in the day, like, if somebody had a rocket launcher, it's a wrap.
That's that.
It's a wrap.
Huh.
Everyone killed this motherfucker.
I know, because I played a lot of QuakeNet, and I died a lot from rocket launchers.
Dude, I was so good at Quake back in the
because
day.
Because everyone would just fucking camp on the spawn points and wait for you to spawn, and I had a fucking 28K modem.
I was rocking the 56K, buddy.
Yeah, it takes a second. You were probably the guy camping there.
Nope.
With your modem twice as fast as mine, and I spawn, and it takes a second. I'm like,
no, see.
And all of a sudden, the screen flashes, backpack spinning in front of my face.
My form of cheating was you could pick the color for your guy in Quake. So I made my character shit brown because the rest of the game was shit brown.
So you just like,
you're so
like,
no one could see
like,
you coming.
You're like Rambo.
Best camo ever.
Yep. You're like Rambo up like all muddy against the wall.
Oh, yeah. Been out of nowhere. Nail gun to the face, son.
Or like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando. No. Predator.
Yeah.
Where he covered himself in mud?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, have you guys heard my Arnold Schwarzenegger impression?
No, God, no.
No. No.
I need that buzzer button back. I need to put the buzzer back on here.
This never needs to happen. But anyway, I've been playing.
The Scottish one or the Russian one?
God. What are you talking? That was Austrian the whole time. So, Austrians roll their R's.
I've been playing that, and I've been playing the BioShock re-release that came out.
Is it the first one?
It's all three of them.
All three?
What?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a lot of work.
Yeah, they actually did a lot of work on the first one.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
Looks good.
Looks really, really
plays
good.
Plays the same.
It does. Like, it's been a really long time since I've played BioShock, so it's basically like playing through it for the first time again.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Think you're better than me?
Never enjoyed the franchise that much, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I watched Dark Play and I was like, this is not my game.
Yeah. I played through the whole first one. I never played the second, and I played very little of the third because I was just like, I'm just, eh.
Third one is, in my opinion, the third one's the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they finally got the
balance. Oh, it's like Assassin's Creed.
No. But
it's like Gears of War.
Like the first one, you could tell like they were like really, really trying to make just another System Shock game. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, those games are all right, but like looking back, I don't want to play either of the System Shock games again.
Yeah,
just because they're so dated. But you can tell that's where they were trying to go with it.
But what if they made a Static Shock game?
Static X.
I'd play that. What?
But you would die at the end.
Well, whoa, yeah. That's okay. I'd play that.
Like Revolution X, the Aerosmith game?
Don't you ever talk shit about that game. Don't you ever talk shit about that game.
I fucking hate Aerosmith.
I fucking hate Aerosmith, but goddamn, that game was, so fucking good.
Cheesy. I'd rather play that fucking Journey game before I play that fucking bullshit.
Whoa. Like, there was many a Saturday spent with, oh shit, I couldn't beat Terminator 2, so I'll just play Revolution X instead.
Right? At the pizza place. Oh, God. Dog shit. I just fucking hate Aerosmith. Anyways, mm-hmm. What like, have I been doing?
Who decided that Aerosmith needed a video game? Like, it was the mid-90s. Like, Guns N' Roses couldn't get a video game?
Can you ever try to get Axl Rose to do anything for more than, like, 10 minutes?
That could be the game.
Right?
Trying to keep Axl Rose in line?
Exactly. Like, he's the final boss. At the end, he says, give me some reggae!
God.
And you gotta cut his dreadlocks off.
Put some fucking pants on before you go on stage, Axel.
You have to make him presentable. Get him out of that hockey jersey.
Axel, put your pants back on before you go. Okay, he's out there.
He's leaving.
He's on stage.
Oh, God damn it.
God damn it.
Well, I guess we're going on, guys.
You lose.
shit.
Oh, man.
So the game ends. And, like, Slash comes over with his arms in the air. Like, what the fuck? And then the game ends.
It'd be like the old X-Men arcade game.
How do you win? You get pants
you
on
don't. Him. Nobody
you're
wins.
Cut off his fucking prison. Nobody wins with Guns N' Roses.
Axl Rose is involved. Nobody wins.
No one wins.
Except for Axl.
He gets what he wants.
That's right.
Which is to be a fucking man-child.
It's because he has patience.
Welcome to a very heavy metal episode of Casual Couch of Gaming. Judas Priest.
Were you done, Charles?
Guns N' Roses.
All right, Ryan.
What's up?
Tell us about what you've been doing.
I cleared some space on my phone. That was cool. Mm-hmm. I made a lot of room. Yeah, I deleted some stuff. I've been building a table. Mm.
Ooh, Table Simulator 2016 is pretty fucking good, man.
No, actually, so we play D&D. In this house, no big deal.
It's carpentry simulator, actually. Yeah, New Testament version.
So to say, like, this got a little Jesus-y here.
The table that we play D&D on is a fucking mess. It's seen better days. It's time to take it out back and put it down. So I'm like, you know what? I have all these tools. I'll build a table. Holy shit! It's been a rough couple of weeks. Because every time I want to try to do something, fucking haboob. Or fucking raining, or just like, I just want to get it done. But it's going to look badass. It's going to be big, heavy, and we're going to be able to just drink beer and pound on it like fucking dwarves and burp and just be all crazy on it. It's going to be great when it's done. We'll be awesome.
So then
we'll be the coolest guys playing D&D.
You do so then your library will smell of rich mahogany.
Yeah,
that's right. We'll be the coolest guys playing D&D.
Rich pine stained to look like mahogany.
My D&D table smells
That's
like
what
mahogany.
I've been doing is building that table, playing D&D.
Did you do any of the dwarven runes on it yet?
No, because I'd already had it stained by the time you brought that up.
Oh.
Yeah. Would have been a really great idea. And I could probably still do it, but fuck you. Anyways, so.
Ooh.
But fuck you. being Chester Sunderling, his district manager in GTA.
All right.
That's actually a lot of fun. Even though the CEO missions are like, you just do the same thing over.
Kind of repetitive, but.
But there's always something different. Like, you have to go to a different place, or people will fuck with you. Because, like, after a while, your stuff will show up on the map and people can come and get you.
Motherfuckers come from the TPS reports,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Come from my TPS reports. Yeah, it's so it's kind of entertaining. Like, God, that one. There's the one where you have to go out to the ocean and, like, blow up a boat and pick up the packages. And we just got, I mean, people were hammering us. It was fucking rough. We did not pull that one off. But, yeah, dude, we got fucked on that one. But, I mean, we've been pretty good overall, making pretty good money and buying ridiculous shit.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's been a lot of fun. GTA, and then they got bikers coming up, so we'll be doing that. It's always got something coming out. GTA 6 will come out sometime in like 2025, because they don't have to release a new game anymore.
Right?
Yeah, seriously.
Just release new crap for it.
They said, we're still looking at releasing DLC for the single player.
Don't lie to me.
Like, that would be great. It's been already, like 5 years. I've already played through it twice.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I don't need it.
I do.
GTA Online's enough for me.
You don't know. So, where do we usually start? With some movie crap, because we're a video game podcast. We always have to talk about movies. So, so some movie props were sold at a place called The Prop Store in the UK.
It's very, very descriptive.
There was some pretty cool shit that got sold. The bat suit from the Christian Bale Batman. $250,000. I mean, I just had a quarter million. Some dork had a quarter million dollars laying around.
Right. Said, I need that.
The bat pod. Just a piece of the Batmobile. The little motorcycle piece.
Was that called the bat pod?
That was the bat pod.
The bat pod.
Yeah. That was a terrible name.
Yeah, it was a terrible name.
It was a pod.
There's another.
Call it everything starts with bat.
$405,000.
Is it functional? Can they ride it?
I don't know.
Then
I fucking maybe, hope so.
For $400,000, I would fucking hope so.
Maybe buy that.
If it fucking worked, fuck yeah.
Like, if I was Elon Musk and I had a bunch of money laying around, and it moved.
And it did that so whole thing. So if you were
Elon Musk, had a ton of money.
Where it, like, went up
possibly insane.
The whole thing where, like...
Oh, where it goes up the wall?
And then spun around somehow, and, like... Or when he...
If this thing could defy physics, like, skidded, I'm buying it.
He skidded, but the wheels rolled.
Oh, and I did that.
Yeah, when he had the whole gyro thing going.
Now, if it does that, it's worth $400,000.
It really is. The Bane costume, which is what? A jacket and a mask? $125,000.
Impossible.
And a voice.
It came with the voice.
It's like a ghost. It's stuck in there.
A TIE fighter helmet from Star Wars, $273,000.
From the new Star Wars?
I don't know. It didn't specify if it was new or if it was original trilogy. Original trilogy, maybe. I don't know about a new one, because there was probably a shit ton of new ones made for the newer movies.
Mm-hmm.
An original trilogy one would be
$273,000 for an original trilogy TIE fighter helmet. I can see that.
Yeah. A clapperboard, just the clapperboard from Jaws, $109,000.
Wow.
That's fucking crazy.
Is there anything written on it?
Yeah, it probably says Jaws.
It also says make it clap.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie, I would do that all fucking day.
But then a clapperboard from Empire Strikes Back goes only for $43,000.
What? Well, we all know that's not the best one.
I mean, that's like 30%.
Clearly.
Yeah.
It's the one everybody hates.
It's the the clapperboard. It's not the best clapperboard, I meant.
Oh, okay. Mulder and Scully's FBI badges went for $19,400. It's not bad. They probably had a shit ton of those things, too, because they probably lost them all the time.
Pretty sure you could make one and just laminate it.
Right?
Just print it out, and you can buy the laminated things you can put on a lanyard.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if I'd have been there, I'd be like, dude, like, you can just get a laminator for like $100.
Right. I've actually seen them at Comic-Con. Right? People are selling them.
Right? You got took, bro. Whoever bought that.
Yeah, right?
Sir, you've been hit.
I'll sell you one for $5,000.
Right?
Oh, now this one I get you.
The sloth mask for $47,000.
From Goonies. Okay. That mask is fucking fantastic.
Every time you go to Chester's house, he just comes out.
There you go.
I'm fucking leaving.
Well, I'm out of here.
Every single time. Every fucking time. Then he grabs you. Love junk. And I'm like, fuck, no. No. Stop it, Chester. You're the worst.
What movie prop would you guys, if you had $500,000 to spend, what movie prop do you absolutely feel like you'd have to have?
Ash's chainsaw arm.
Okay.
Yeah, I would. That's like the ultimate.
Okay.
If I had a shit ton of, if I had disposable income.
Yeah.
Which I don't.
If I had $500,000, I would want the deployable bar that they had from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a couple episodes.
From what?
Yeah, they had a fucking bar that came out of the fucking floor on a fucking airplane. I want that.
On what?
On Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Like a fully stocked bar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want that shit.
Okay. I thought, yeah, that's it? That's not a very memorable prop. I can make you that. You want me to make you one of those, bro?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got a table saw. I can do that.
Yes. It needs to come out from my floor. This needs to happen.
Yeah, like a speakeasy saloon that hides in your floor.
Little actuator.
None. Like, I would probably jizz my pants.
Well, like, I mean, you could get a replica made, obviously.
What would Chester get? Chester would get a phone booth from Doctor Who.
I'm going with the photon pack from Ghostbusters.
Oh my god, a proton pack!
It's got to say Venkman on it.
Yeah,
it's got to be Ray, Peter Venkman's fucking backpack. And if there's money left over, I'd get the trap, the ghost trap, with wheels on it that slides out.
All right,
that'd be cool.
I would absolutely 100%.
Huh.
Love to own a photon pack from the original Ghostbusters.
It's a proton pack.
Photon pack.
Proton.
Like, is it a fucking starship now?
Like, yes.
Is it Star Trek Ghostbusters?
We're shooting.
Capture the ghost number one.
You're thinking of proton torpedoes from Star Trek. I'm talking about a photon pack.
Oh, God.
What's that vein popping out of your forehead, right?
You don't look so good, man.
This is how I always look.
I threw a beer can if you couldn't tell. Anyways, so people have a lot of disposable income. Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. And we have to bring it up because the internet won't shut up about it. No Man's Sky is now under investigation by the UK's Advertising Standards Authority. Is investigating them for false advertising. Because of they called it the lack of space combat, structures and buildings, flowing water, animal behavior, and issues piloting spacecraft, the lack of multiplayer.
God, they're so anal.
Yeah, so it wasn't just the multiplayer.
Can you say it in a British accent?
Lack of space combat, structures and buildings, flowing water, animal behavior, and issues piloting spacecraft.
Okay,
now. Well, you forgot the my lord at the end, because I feel like that voice is in all sentences with that.
Now I understand.
One lump or two. So, and the other thing
you.
With the multiplayer, it wasn't that there was no one in the universe. It wasn't as the guy described. So there was an interview where he asked, will you be able to play with your friends? The guy said, yeah. And then the interviewer asked, will you be able to grief other players? And the guy said, a little bit, but you really can't do that. There's really no way to... I mean, you can do stuff, land on a planet and name something, and then someone can land on the planet after you and be like, oh, someone already has been here, and they named all these creatures. But, like, it's not like you're over there fucking, like, sniping each other or something, yeah. Right? You're not, like, you get griefed in GTA. It happens to us all the fucking time.
Like, the G in GTA is for griefing.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is.
Grief but that ass.
Grief that ass.
Grief that ass.
Is that what the griefing is? Yeah. Where you like show up to a planet and you name everything penis and someone shows up, oh, someone's been here and named everything penis already.
Right? Or,
damn it, they made dicks.
Oh, everything's named after me, but in a mean way.
Right. God damn it, it's another Harambe plant.
Right? Like I could just show up on a planet and name everything Chester sucks, and in 20 years after playing this game, he'll finally find the planet.
Oh,
got me.
Got him.
So, and apparently this guy has gone into hiding too. Like after,
you know what? I can't blame him.
Yeah,
because like these motherfuckers are butthurt over this shit,
right?
Like, all right, man. Everybody has at least one bad game purchase in their life. It happens.
Just let it go.
Fucking let it go.
Let it go.
You bought a game that wasn't as good as you thought it was going to be. Move on.
Go. Let it go.
Ladies and gentlemen. Idina McCartney.
And John Travolta's back.
I couldn't remember Paul McCartney's last name.
Jesus.
I almost said Manziel. Anyways.
That would have been right, actually.
Well, I was mixing the two because he was saying let it go, but let it be.
Yes, I do it every time.
I see.
Anyways, I cannot remember the tune from Let It Be to save my life, so every time I sing it, it becomes Let It Be. I meant let it go.
You shouldn't have drank whiskey before the show.
Oh, I should have drank more whiskey.
So this game is a mess, and I don't know why. Like, this game was super fucking ambitious.
Yeah.
Even, like, from the descriptions from the giggle. Like, why people didn't wait? At least
that's not
more
the internet
people.
It doesn't seem any more ambitious to me than Spore. I don't know. Right. Did you ever play Spore, either of you? I know you probably didn't. You're not a Maxis fan.
Wasn't great.
When you go to other planets, there is literally like five plants and three animals on every fucking planet. That's it. And they're all randomly generated. And that's exactly what I expected from this game. But they hyped it up like there would be space combat and conflicts and all this other shit. There is more content in Spore than there is in this game. 100%.
Right. I have more conflict booting up GTA than I do playing this game.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Just waiting for it to connect to GTA Online. That's a conflict in and of itself.
I have more conflict trying to see my penis.
Word.
Well, that's a concern.
Hold on.
Just like my penis.
All right. Get a boomerang dick.
I'm just kidding. It's well documented that I have a large straight penis.
That's good.
As long as
it would be terrible if you had a large
parts of your body.
If you had a large gay penis. So let's be done talking about No Man's Sky. The whole thing's a fucking mess, and everyone just needs to fucking get
over
it.
Who cares?
Right. Just fucking get over
it. Stop pre-ordering games.
Yeah, word.
Fucking idiots.
So there's a new Super Mario World record.
Woo!
Everyone clap.
Woo!
So there was a Twitch user named Darbian who was at 4 minutes 57.244 seconds, which is, if you remember the Nintendo Olympics, Chester, you guys couldn't even get through the first level.
What if, like, they couldn't get through the first level
of Mario Brothers? Like,
you couldn't get through 1-1. God damn.
Now that's taken out of context. There was a lot of alcohol involved. Okay?
It's Mario Brothers, dude.
Right?
And this was for the actual gold medal. The two people, myself and Andrew, who were competing for the gold medal, could not finish stage 1-1 of Mario Brothers.
That's pretty bad.
Weren't we timed? Like, it was who can get farthest,
I think we did it. I think we did it for... did we do points or did we? Yeah, I think we did a distance.
Whatever it was like it messed me up.
But we actually expected someone to get to, you know, like 8-1 or something in right. 5 minutes. Or, nope. You know, nope. Didn't nope. happen.
Not gonna happen.
And so the new record is by somebody named Cosmic, which is now 457.227.
Cosmic with a K.
Cosmic with a K.
Which makes me think he's Russian.
Which is 0.017 seconds. 1/60th of 1 second. Or 1 frame of the game.
Jesus.
He beat the record by 1 frame.
It's fucking crazy.
These people are fucking nuts.
Yeah.
I don't have that much devotion to anything. Like, sometimes I can't even bother to tie my fucking shoes.
Right? I just don't care about things that much.
That's crazy. I mean, good for them.
Yeah, I guess.
I love watching speedruns. It's great. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I can watch speedruns from time to time. I don't understand people who like subscribe to streamers who speedrun.
Fuck you, Windows 10. Fuck you and your stupid noises. Yeah, sorry.
All right.
Windows 10 was just chiming in.
Yeah,
it's got something to say.
Yeah.
Well, Windows 10 says,
"What do you got to say, Clippy?"
So Clippy thinks that Borderlands speedrunners are great.
Borderlands speedruns?
Yeah. No, Halo. It's got to be a Microsoft game.
Fair enough.
I love Halo too. Fuck you, Clippy.
How about...
Nobody likes Halo 2.
How about Minesweeper?
I heard you talking about video games. Do you want to play solitaire?
I feel like that was a shot for Minecraft, but we just ended up in Minesweeper.
I almost said Minecraft.
Okay.
That's a Microsoft product.
It's a fine Microsoft product.
Minesweeper, like, literally the point is a speedrun, right?
Yeah.
Oh, did you see someone... somebody built an AI that will beat Minesweeper.
In Minecraft.
Cool.
Why? I mean, I'm bored. I need to code something. Let's beat Minesweeper. Right,
couldn't there be better things you could be doing? Like, go get cancer or some shit.
No. Someone's got to be Minesweeper.
Did it for the lulz.
Speed run. Tool assisted.
AIs. It's all about AIs.
It's an RTA.
Oh, Jesus. Nidhogg 2 trailer is out, by the way. I'm super excited.
It looks like more of the same nonsense.
It's prettier. You know what I noticed about it is that, well, Nidhogg looked 8-bit, Nidhogg 2 looks 16-bit.
Yeah. That's fun. That's a great evolution. Had the same sound effects and looked like the same gameplay with more weapons.
The new guy looks like naked Homer.
Does look like a naked, genitalia-less Homer.
I would imagine that Homer Simpson doesn't have genitalia. That's just...
Well, they showed Bart's penis in the Simpsons movie.
Gross.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah.
There's also new weapons, which is cool. There's axes and bows and arrows and daggers. That's all you can see from the trailer. There might be more. I can't imagine what else there would be, but it looked pretty cool.
Guns.
Well, this is all, I mean, this is all like medieval.
Hopefully
fighting.
It's not too much of a deviation.
Yeah,
from,
guns,
right?
Because the simplicity of Nidhogg is what makes it.
It's still like side-scrolling back and forth, fighting,
that's all it
which is.
Is
cool.
You just try to run as far left as you can.
run. Keep running to the side.
And the other person tries to stop you and then run as far right as they can. And you try to stop them and try to run as far left. That's it. That's all there is to it. And it's fucking beautiful.
Right. I hope they don't try to add a lot of like really weird elements, like hey, landmines. Like why?
Right. Oh,
it's gonna be a strong free to play element.
Oh, I'm prestige level 3. Like I leveled up and unlocked more weapons than you.
Oh, great. I'm going against a no scope 420 guy.
Right. Jesus. Exactly. Do not do anything like that.
You forgot
please.
The lowercase x and uppercase x.
No, see, it's always
that's his name.
Lowercase x, uppercase x, lowercase x, underscore.
Underscore, or what's the
then random name?
The up and down line. I don't know what it's called.
I know what you mean.
The up, it's called the up and down line.
Yeah,
it's above enter on your keyboard.
Let's call it a divider.
It's a divider. Yeah.
It's like an underscore, but up and down.
Yeah,
that's what it's called.
It's an overscore.
And his name's like murder ass no scope.
Right. Got to throw in the 420 though.
Yeah, 420.
420 in there.
Divider, lowercase x, uppercase x, lowercase x.
Blaze it.
Yeah. So well, that's his clan name or whatever. Blaze it.
Yeah.
Right.
420
and then
Blaze it faggot.
Brackets, Blaze. Right. Word Blaze and all uppercase and brackets.
They have like the custom logo that's just like a fucking weed leaf.
I can't wait to play Nidhogg with that guy.
Oh, he's going to be the best.
He's going to be very disappointed.
Oh, man.
This is Call of Duty. I would have no-scoped your ass, bro.
He's going to call you right? A noob faggot and quit. Rage quit, probably.
Probably will.
Fucking right. Rage quit.
I'll throw an axe at his face.
I was playing with my coworker on GTA whose screen name is Sausage Fest Time. And some guy started griefing him. He put in the chat, was like, your name's gay, you're a faggot, and then just started griefing him, like, because he just decided that Sausage Fest Time was a gay name.
My old roommate, his name is Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy. He doesn't listen to this. Anyways,
J-Dow.
Jeremy is Jewish, if you didn't know. God.
Can we move on?
So, so his name on Xbox was Juicy Jew, and yeah, somebody reported him. Because on Halo, because his name was Juicy Jew. It's like, you don't know me.
Right.
You're Jewish as fuck.
First of all, I'm juicy.
Okay, first.
It's a good rap pun right there.
Okay.
I'm a Jew.
What is one of those South Park?
It's like Eazy-E, but Juicy Jew.
No, Juicy J, the rapper.
Juicy J.
From 3-6 Mafia.
Okay, what is one of those South Park tropes about
Three
Jews?
Three Dreidel Mafia.
Three Dreidel Mafia.
Okay, what? According to South Park, what do all Jews have?
Jew gold.
A Jew gold. And he has a safe deposit box with Jew gold in it.
I'm sure he
like
does.
Like a gold, what are those Star of David thing, like mm-hmm. necklace thing that's been passed down from his family. So he has Jew gold.
Fucking
he's
name,
a real
man.
Actual Jew. But no, people in their usernames. I like Sausage Party or Fest or whatever you
yeah,
say.
Yeah, what's wrong with that name?
I like it.
It's pretty
I
cool.
Still need to see Sausage Party.
Yeah, that looks funny.
I like sausages. I like parties.
You know what?
Like
if you're playing a game with someone and you don't
Justin,
like their name,
like some sausage?
Just fucking leave. Don't be an asshole about it. It was funny to somebody at some time. Right? Just fucking leave.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal.
Just yeah. Grow the fuck up.
Grow the fuck
stop
up.
Stop playing video games, you fucking losers.
You know how easy Whoa. It is to find. a new fucking Sorry. Server? It's really easy.
I just
it's really not that hard.
Just channeled my grandfather for a minute there. Sorry, you guys.
You're a disappointment.
Right? Go finish college, you fucking loser.
Oh, this one's all you, dog. All
go, Chester.
You're the man now, dog.
You don't have like an animated intro to that slide or anything?
No,
like
we'll
a
see
star
it.
Fade or anything?
No.
I would see it.
It's a star wipe.
You want me to, you want me to throw a wipe on there? Or maybe a fade?
I want
a curtain.
See
I can do a curtain.
All the wipes.
I got a fade earlier.
Did you?
Yeah, it's a little fade on the haircut. Yeah.
It's tight.
Yeah, man.
Tight fade.
High and tight.
High and tight. They get the back of your neck.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah, bro.
Okay, yeah. So this game is news to me.
This is the best vamping ever.
This game is news to me, but Charles is always more plugged in than I am, so he knew Amazon was releasing their own games. Not only, you know, we all know they bought Twitch some time back for like $3 trillion.
Yeah.
but now they're actually developing their own games, which I don't know if I should be excited or scared or Well, not if, give a shit.
If the Woody Allen show they made is any indication.
Oh, man, that shit is so bad.
We should be very excited.
Oh, God.
What is it called?
Fuck, I don't even
Crisis
remember.
In Six Scenes.
Bored.
It's I'm so bad.
Bored. He even in an interview said he came out and did it for the money.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he didn't even want to do it. He was like, they threw so much money at me, I had to do it.
Can't even blame you, bro.
Fucking A.
Maybe it'll be just as good.
He did it all for the
oh, no, it's bad.
Benjamins. Bleep, 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 bleep. So, I guess they have announced 3 games. Do you know if they announced more than that?
I don't know, no.
2 of them actually sound kind of cool, but they are heavily Twitch integrated. Like, it's like they said, hey, how can we build a game from the Twitch up?
Like,
so it's the FUBU of video games. Right,
let's start with Twitch and build a game around Twitch.
Yeah, like, what will
Twitch
people
by Twitch?
Yeah.
Yes. It's footwit.
Footbutt. FTBT. Footbutt.
FTWT.
More Twitch by Twitch.
Oh, man.
Let's make a game called Footbutt.
It's like Dick Butt, but a foot.
Yeah.
It's a sequel to Assy McGee.
Poops from between the toes. Go on.
I saw a foot made entirely out of chocolate the other day. I'd suck those toes.
So,
hell yeah.
My real question is, how did you come upon this?
In my training class, we play this trivia game all the time.
Okay.
And the trivia game we were playing was all questions about chocolate.
Okay.
And I'm not sure why the picture for this particular question, I don't remember what the question was, but there was...
You remember there was a foot.
There was a picture of a foot made out of chocolate. And I said, you know, like, because it's me, I go, hell yeah, I suck toes. And half the class was like, ew. And this other dude goes, you wouldn't suck a foot made out of chocolate.
Wait. So all these people are like 19, they never seen Chappelle's show, is that what's going on?
Some of them are young. I swear to God, every woman in that class is married or has kids.
And is like 17.
Sorry.
No, they're all in 20s or 30s.
Dude, I swear nothing makes you feel older than starting a new job.
Seriously.
Like, man.
I'm the old man in there.
So I just moved to quote-unquote engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And our senior engineer, I think, is like 24.
Nice.
This is the woman that I'm under.
I'm pretty sure my trainer is younger than me. And...
Yeah.
Well, you need to be smart and get her under you. You know what I mean?
Anyways, go on.
Okay.
Give her a chocolate foot.
Of the three.
Seal the deal.
You suck toes, girl.
You seen those chocolate anuses? Have you guys seen them? I know you've seen those. Seen them. You have chocolate anuses.
No, I tried once at a bar, but she wouldn't have it. She took my drink and left.
I'd eat that butt.
Oh, man. Oh.
Jesus. Don't you judge me.
I didn't. Talk about Amazon games.
You booed me. That's judgment.
That wasn't me. That was the crowd.
Right? We had nothing to do with it.
Well, then I'm talking to them.
I can't control the crowd.
Don't you judge me, crowd.
Amazon games.
New World.
New World. Which one's New World?
That's the MMO. I'm not big on MMOs anymore, but this one sounds interesting. I'll give it a shot.
That's what everyone said about that Conan game.
Beta or free to play or something. open-ended sandbox game that allows players to carve out their own destiny with other players in a living cursed land. This actually takes place in a 17th century North America with like supernatural monsters and shit like that. It sounds kind of fucking cool. But basically, it says it's open-ended and sandbox. You can build a city and head a civilization, or you can go hunt monsters in the wild, or you can be a bandit and attack people who are trying to travel and explore.
So this is like the birth of America, right? 17th century? Yeah, this is, yeah.
1600.
I feel like someone needs to stop them. The buzzwords have become sentient.
This is after Columbus left his mark.
Left his, yeah.
Mark.
Spilled his seed all over this continent.
It's a smallpox for you.
Yeah, but before you. The, you know, revolution and all that, like 16th century, so or 17th century. So 16th.
Oh, maybe there'll be Vikings.
Oh, man, that fucking reminds me. I got a book to tell you guys to read when we're done. Completely random, but yeah.
Welcome to Casual Cows of Reading.
Yeah.
I love books.
Halfway done with Feast for Crows.
Let's talk about books. Check them out. So there's that.
Books. Check them out.
At your local library.
Oh, man. Welcome to the Casual Cowards of mid-90s library promos.
PSAs from the 90s. I'm not a chicken. You're a turkey.
Got all the hits from R.L. Stein.
So in the description of this game, they call it... Where was that? It says, with emergent gameplay and rich social features, including deep Twitch integration, with broadcaster-led events, achievements, and rewards, the only limit in the new world is a player's ambition.
Wait, hold on. When they say deep Twitch integration, do they mean you have to be streaming to play it?
I don't think that would be the case.
Why not? It's their product.
That's excessive, though, because not everyone can stream.
Or at least have a Twitch account.
Because I'm sure there would have to be an Amazon/Twitch account.
Yeah, I can see that. Somehow,
at least for character tracking. And.
But I could see it being a case where it's like, instead of saying, hey, here's a username, just use your Twitch username.
Maybe you'd have the option to stream, but I would imagine you would need better requirements, minimum requirements for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your avatar is just Twitch emotes.
Whereas just playing the game.
It's a field full of Kappas.
Would lower the system requirements to play. So I don't know. But I don't know what that means. But when I read the description of the next game, it kind of gives me some idea of what that means.
Okay.
The next game is called Crucible.
This one sounds cool.
This one does sound kind of cool. It's. I'll read the description and then try to explain what it sounds like it means. Crucible is a battle to the last survivor on a hostile alien world. Players choose and customize heroes, making alliances and betraying allies on their path to victory. An additional player heightens the drama by triggering events, live streaming the battles, and interacting with viewers. So it sounds kind of like a large team deathmatch, where you're not actually tied into any faction if you don't want to be.
Yeah.
But there's also some kind of overlord or godlike player. There's like a game master
that does stuff.
Who not only is streaming the game, but also can control events and throw a monkey wrench into people's plans. And
that would be so much fun.
I can see that going south so quickly.
I'm the god.
It sounds like it could be amazing or it could suck.
Depending on how bad the GM wants to,
but
it's going to be a streamer.
Yeah,
it depends. It's going to be someone who's probably big in Twitch, who's maybe on the payroll already. They'd have to be on the payroll already, but someone who can be around all the fucking time because they don't have a real job.
But I mean, really, you got if you're one person with six friends, you could have three people on each team fighting each other, and you could be the god fucking with people.
Absolutely,
it'd be great
streaming it.
Could be fun. Yeah.
Dude, what if...
It sounds interesting.
Most people have the capacity to stream nowadays.
Until like 2 days ago, I did not.
Oh, did you finally get a PC?
No, I actually got good internet. that was what was holding me back.
I was about to get real excited.
Well, the thing is, if it is, a game built from Twitch up, and it's online, so they're hosting these servers... You may not necessarily need to have any extra equipment or fast internet to stream because they're hosting the game.
Right. Half of the internet runs off Amazon servers anyways. So, they should have the capacity to run that.
Exactly. So they could potentially have some kind of camera setup or, virtual camera setup that is filming random events or switching between events in the game automatically, and you don't have to actually do any extra work. It's already streaming. That'd be kind of like jumping into GPA and just watching other players play.
Yeah. Fun. This could be fun. This one could be
fun. It could be cool.
If it works out, it sounds like a lot of fun.
I feel like the ceiling for that is that we just got a Running Man game. Which is fucking awesome.
Running Man?
Yeah.
The Running Man.
Yeah.
Wait, like from the movie? What?
Yeah, like The Running Man, but a game.
Where we as observers can just watch people get fucked with.
Yeah. And then like if you're the asshole who's streaming it, you're like, fuck yeah, I'm throwing some spikes on this motherfucker.
Right.
Like that sounds really interesting. Like at its best, it could be really cool.
It does sound really interesting.
Because secretly I've always wanted a Running Man game.
I think we all have.
We've already had one. Remember Smash TV, bro?
Not the same.
The same exact concept.
Smash Bros. Is fucking awesome. I fucking love that game.
Now, this doesn't go into the third game. It's called Breakaway. It says it's a MOBA-like sport brawler. Oh. And then they go on to say it doesn't seem very interesting.
Although it's like they tried to make League of Legends, but it's not League of Legends.
Right. I feel like the press release is like, play it. Guys, even we're tired of seeing fucking League of Legends as the top channel.
Yeah, so who knows? But it sounds like they could be doing good things over at Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, one of the developers they have working on it was pretty good.
Yeah, I've got nothing against the company. I see them doing good things, but... I mean, you got to fucking experiment in this world, right? You got to try new shit or else.
Right. You got to innovate. Get left in the dust.
You got to.
Got to keep moving forward. I love Amazon. I buy all my music through them.
Yeah.
That thing on the back porch that talks to me.
I applied for a warehouse position when I applied for, when I quit.
Fucking way out GoDaddy. There on the west side?
I don't care. Like, the potential for growth in that company seems.
It's weird.
Limitless? I don't know about limitless, but.
I guess you could say that it was a prime opportunity.
Press the button.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. You deserve that. Well, good for Amazon. I hope it works out for them.
Yeah, man.
So remember back in, what was this, 2013?
No.
There was talk.
It might have been even earlier than that.
Of a Portal movie, and everyone groaned, a collective groan.
Yep.
And then it died and whimpered and went away. And now all of a sudden, J.J. Abrams is meeting with Valve next week to talk about making a Portal movie again. Thoughts, Chester? As you shake your head?
The cake is a lie.
Yeah? Is it? No. I seen it.
You seen the cake?
I seen the cake. Oh. It was real. It was in that warehouse in the middle of all those boxes.
Yeah, and the little arm blew it up.
I don't feel like we need movies made out of fucking games.
Right? They never work out well.
No.
I think we've gone over this time and time again. There's been like three decent ones.
Name one.
Prince of Persia wasn't bad.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Like, that was a pretty decent movie, man.
It was
as far as like cheesy action movies go.
Fair. Name
pretty good.
A second.
The first
one.
Resident Evil.
First Resident Evil movie is actually pretty fucking good.
I didn't see it.
It's not bad.
I had no interest.
Every other Resident Evil movie is dog shit.
A dude gets cut into fucking diamonds by lasers.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's
fucking awesome.
Yeah, that was jacked up.
Dude, that's fucking great.
Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li.
Shut up.
Oh, man. That movie's so fucking great.
Just shut your Mortal Kombat. Nash out. Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, the first Mortal Kombat. That's a fucking classic movie. No one can deny that.
Saw seven times in the theater.
Seven times. Seven fucking times.
What else is a good video game movie? There has to be at least one or
Pixels.
Two.
Pixels?
The greatest video game movie.
About the Pac-Man cartoon show.
Does The Wizard count as a video game movie?
It's not based off of
it's
an
also
actual
not,
game.
It's also not good.
How dare you? How dare
Savage.
You?
Savage.
How dare you? I see what you did there. Bro. I see what you did there.
So, if you count Mortal Kombat, because two out of three in this room say it's a good movie, you get three right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every other video game movie is fucking terrible.
All right.
Stop it. Stop trying to make video game movies.
I'm going to go see the Assassin's Creed movie.
3 minutes of Doom. We're good.
I'm going to go see the Assassin's Creed movie. We'll see. But, yeah, I mean, they just keep doing it, and it just never
fucking
well. Works. No,
no,
not
doing not
it well. Though. Not doing it well.
Sorry, I thought you were going LL there for a second.
No.
But the part that's so frustrating is that
we went
something
LL,
like,
but I didn't go Cool J.
Jesus. Is that with something like Portal, like it's something that basically hands itself right over to being a movie. Like, just literally just say, okay, cool, we have the script from the game, let's just go ahead and adapt that.
But
they're not going to do that. They're going to do something different.
There's not a lot of narrative.
They're
going to
bastardize it.
With a movie like Portal, I guess, there's a lot of room for do whatever you want. Because really, the only story is, you are here, your test, robot's crazy. That's it.
Yeah, like, you can spend like a good 20 minutes just saying, hey, I'm in a room and I don't know what the fuck is going on.
If they do something like, there's literally no other humans in the movie, okay? It's just this sociopathic AI that is... pretending to help you and guide you through shit, but not, or the protagonist, but they're not going to do that. They're going to throw some other human element into the game.
Ratman, the guy that lives in the walls and draws in the walls, they're going to throw him in there.
Roach. Oh, he'll be an actual Roach character from People Under the Stairs.
Yeah.
They're gonna throw that in there.
So they're gonna throw him in there.
Another good movie.
They'll throw some Cave Johnson some will still big, be alive for some reason.
No, there will be some. No, big
Cave
CEO.
Johnson will be Ratman.
That's big, the CEO, Cave Johnson. He's still alive.
Oh, okay. That's from Portal 2.
When life hands you lemons, you throw them back in life's face.
It's fucking great.
So good.
But yeah, they'll throw some like CEO who's up in an office like observing everything and like, right. Oh, we need these results now.
It'll be like that movie Cube.
I don't care if she survives.
Right. Then at the end, there'll be a big twist where it's like, oh, there are other people doing this.
Some love interest who like helps her get through everything. Like, oh, we have to get out of here. Take my hand.
I think you could do it. Yeah, god damn it. I think you could do it if you did, like, because there's a lot of personalities in the game. There's the other two robots, Peabody and who are the other? Who's the other one?
Important. Well, in the first one.
In the first one, there's nothing. Turrets are the only thing with a personality.
No, there's a companion cube. Duh.
Right.
With a personality. Not with a heart.
Right there. Look at
right.
There's a lot of personality in that
companion cube.
There's like a 2-pound ball of copper in there.
I just want to let you know, your companion cube's been giving me the googly eyes for like the last 20 minutes, bro.
You want to have some alone time with it?
Hey, I'm just letting you know, man. It's your cube.
I mean,
it's your cube.
Looks like who's on top? Is that Han? He's doing push-ups on top of
that? Han is clearly mounting your cube.
Yeah, no. Han is mounting Gumby. Look at it. That's Gumby down there.
So Han is fucking Gumby on the cube.
That's a train.
That's the portal. That's the portal.
Not the strangest threesome I've ever seen.
That's the portal movie we want.
Well, fair. That's fair.
I don't know. I think if you merge Portal 1 and 2 together.
Nor the most flexible.
I think if you merge those two games together and pull some of the elements from each of them, you might be able to make it work.
But I think the part of Portal 2 that works so well was that it turned a lot of the stuff that you learned from the first one on its head.
And you've also got, what's the other stupid robot's name?
Wheatley.
Wheatley, thank you.
Like, he spends 5 minutes saying, yep, I'm not going to give you a speech while I don't turn on the toxic gas. I'm just going to do it now. Like, that joke doesn't work if there's no first game.
Right. I think, yeah, you need to have... You have to bring in some of the stuff from the second one because there's just not enough from the first game to fill a whole movie.
I think they could do it.
They're going to make up elements and
try to
flesh out this.
And then Gordon Freeman runs in.
They're going to apply all of the typical Hollywood formulaic bullshit that they do to everything to create a screenplay. Like, oh, there's no real antagonist. We need to make one up. You know what I mean? They're going to do that. To Portal. They're going to just, it'll be a person with a portal gun that has nothing to do with the actual fucking game or narrative. They're just going to have some crazy shit, but there's a portal gun.
Like, oh, and the best part
and then they're going to call it Portal.
It's going to be a shitty comedy, and there's going to be so many terrible memes. Well, so many.
Right?
So many.
Cake is a lie is back.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I mean, you could have, at the beginning of the movie, you have to have a backstory, right? So you could do the whole aperture science.
Well, no, that's
and what
cool
they
thing.
Were doing.
There is no backstory.
And then kind of it fades to black. And then all of a sudden it's like way in the future and this whole building's falling apart.
Here's how you give a backstory. You put in, you put Starfield in the background with blue words. It says, in a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And then you have yellow words scrolling across the screen
that tells you
the backstory. No, and then you throw people into the fucking adventure because people are not as stupid as Hollywood thinks they are.
I can do one better for you. All right, so here's what you do. So your character, right? It should be a young bartender. You could maybe name him like Desmond or something like that.
Okay.
It should be sometime around the year like 2012.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They should be kidnapped from said bar.
The future.
No, 2012 specifically.
It's right. Well, that's the future.
They should be kidnapped from that bar. Then they should be, like, you know, kidnapped somewhere, wake up, and then they do the test with the portal and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Kristen Bell should be there somewhere. There's maybe some flashbacks to the past.
Or how about this? The movie's 2 hours long.
This is an extended Assassin's Creed joke.
I got it.
I picked up what you're putting down. 1 hour and 45 minutes of Aperture Science backstory of just J.K. Simmons yelling at people. And 15 minutes of Portal stuff.
I was about to say, how long does this movie need to be? Like,
I would watch that. Because I don't want to watch some character solve puzzles.
Dude, run in silence. Yeah. No, I would prefer J.K. Simmons being a crazy person.
Or better yet, they make Portal, but Liam Neeson from Taken stars in it.
Oh, Sean Bean's got to be in there, too.
Yeah. Well, he's going to die.
That's how, like, he runs out of the room and dies immediately. And that's how Liam Neeson figures out how to stay alive.
He's one of the first test subjects.
We're fucking geniuses.
He's the rat man. No, because he lives.
The rat man lives.
Yeah, maybe. He does.
Maybe. The theory is that he's inside of the companion cube. That's one of the theories. Gross. Don't do it. JJ, you've done us. I mean, you gave us Star Wars. You redid Star Trek. You gave us some really good stuff. Don't fuck this up. I don't know if you could do it. But maybe he can do it. He's done some really good stuff. He hasn't ruined anything yet.
I have faith in JJ.
Yeah.
I don't want that lost. I don't want to lose that.
Ooh, lost. I like how you did that. Mm. Maybe Portal takes place inside the hatch. Speaking of lost. That's where it all happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then secretly Sawyer this entire time has been Ratman. All right.
I'm connecting some dots here. Yeah, and Kate is Shell.
Oh, man.
I like this.
Where's the companion cube coming in?
Oh, that's John.
Is it Jack or is it John?
Is it Jack or John? No, Jack's the one guy, but John's the ball guy.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Jack.
You know how much Lost I've seen? 5 minutes. The plane crashed.
Like, they're all dead. Click. Like,
they're on the shore. And I'm out.
Spoiler alert, you were right.
Oh, everybody died. Cool. Moving on. Oh, look. A new episode of Pain. What is that? Family Pain. What was that show? Oh, God, I just ruined my own joke.
Family Pain.
Madea's Family Christmas. Saves Christmas.
Yep.
How much whiskey did you drink before the show? And in startling news, Ubisoft has said that Assassin's Creed and Far Cry will skip a year to release a more polished game.
But Far Cry didn't skip a year.
No, next year.
Okay.
Yeah, 2017. We may not get.
I've never played Far Cry.
Me either.
I'm not going to miss that.
I can never meet the minimum system requirements to play Far Cry.
But I'm fine with skipping a year for another Assassin's Creed.
To make it right.
Yeah, it's supposed to be out next year.
Yes. Leave them wanting more. Like, that's okay.
But everyone's taking this as a big, oh, good for you, great. Like, no, I'm sorry. You should have done this a long fucking time ago. It's not just a sports franchise, like, where you just change the jerseys and add one more stupid mode. Like,
exactly.
You're trying to, like, recreate a whole game, and especially when you go from, like last gen to the current gen, like, you really need to take a second and think about it.
Well, each time a new gen you're end console up with Unity. Comes out, exactly. When they rebuild the whole engine from the ground up, take your fucking time.
Yeah.
Also, they're recreating historical cities. Take your fucking time.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You're coming up with brand new characters and backstories and the whole thing, like we were just talking about, everything you need for a good movie. Like, you need to flesh this shit out. Don't just pump out some generic fucking crap. Give me characters that I can relate to and understand.
If you're
going to
push out generic
crap,
do like they did with the
I need motivation.
What was like the one they did in China and the smaller, the 2D ones?
Chronicles.
Yeah, do something like that. Just give someone like a taste of something to keep them going until you release the next big thing.
Well, they're releasing re-releasing the Ezio trilogy.
Yeah.
But they're not remastering it.
Really?
Yeah. It's here's three games you already own, but bundled for $60.
You don't have to take the discount now.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. That seems silly.
Or
but
they could just make more Prince of Persia games. That'd be great.
They're done. This is Prince of Persia now.
Fuck no.
Mm-hmm.
This is the new Prince of Persia.
Sadly, this is true. These started out as a Prince of Persia game.
Prince of Persia with a wrist blade.
Sands of Time was fucking amazing. And then I played the Two Thrones, and I fucking hated it. And I never played anything after that.
But what about the Prince of Persia on, like, the Apple IIe?
Oh, the original?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played the hell out of that.
What you know about Prince of Persia 2, son?
All right.
Shadow and Flame.
I need to jump in 5 seconds, so I'm going to hit jump now.
Right?
It's pretty bad.
Or the fact that you had 12 hours to finish the whole fucking game.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Well,
it was the first time anything like crazy. That was fucking implemented.
It's crazy.
Seriously.
Christopher Walken. It was good.
It's
crazy.
That's crazy.
What the fuck?
My mic was.
Did your microphone make that noise? It made a sad noise and gave up on
Prince
you.
Prince of Persia 2.
Oh.
Yes, it did make that noise.
All right, here's the thing I'm most excited about this whole week is GTA Bikers, because it almost looks like next gen road rash.
You should be able to create an actual biker gang.
Yeah. They have like our cool emblem on the back. I don't know what the benefit to
that will be, but we'll do it.
We need to design our own emblem on the back, and then you have to like patch people in. Mm-hmm. You have to like make people do fucked up shit for you before they can be patched in.
Let's name our gang the Sons of Anarchy.
Wow, that's the best idea ever.
Thank you.
That's so good.
When I see people in public wearing a Sons of Anarchy shirt, it makes me want to just punch right.
Or
in the
Sam
face.
Crow.
Yeah.
Or no, worse than a Sons of Anarchy shirt, an actual leather jacket with their fucking crap on it. Like,
wait, they make those?
Did you really pay $60 for this?
With the big old patch on the back?
Yeah.
God damn.
Like that vest thing, but like with it already.
We should note the vest does not have an actual, it's not a cut.
What?
That's what they call it. The little leather vest with the emblem on it, it's a cut.
Oh, no, it's just a replica.
You're
prop.
So biker gangster.
Biker
gang. Can't help it, man.
You should be in a biker gang.
What if I am?
I don't believe you.
Maybe a bicycle gang.
You fucking Ubered here.
Yeah, man. The bike was in the shop.
Your bicycle.
And when I called in the Uber, I said, bring a fucking motorcycle.
That's what they need. I
and then
take
get on the back. Because right? I'm driving.
You're riding, bitch.
With a sidecar, I'd feel like Robin. It would be awesome.
An Uber motorcycle with a sidecar? Yes.
Yes, I'm
I would
in.
Pay right? extra and wait longer for it to show up.
Yes, please.
Can you play the Batman music the whole time?
And when we pull up, can you just go ahead and just hit the horn and goes...
Like, they provide the leather pilot's fucking helmet with the
goggles. Down.
So in.
I'd pay extra. I'd pay the surge price for that.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So happen. In. Uber, we're talking to you.
GTA.
Listen up.
Motorcycles.
Yeah.
So riding motorcycles in GTA online is iffy at best because people will try to murder you real fast.
It's real easy to die.
Leaving that ass, man.
It's too easy to die.
So now you can drive by people and hit them with melee weapons, which should be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So you'll be able to have like your hammer or whatever. I don't know. What do you have? Did you have a hammer?
I have a hatchet and a baseball bat.
Were you hitting each other with? It was a hatchet. Yeah. And you can just drive by someone and smack them.
You run around with a hatchet? Were you the hatchet man?
No, we were outside of a warehouse, but he had friendly fire turned off, so we were just beating each other and not killing each other and shooting each other with rockets. It was ridiculous. Funny. It was hilarious, but we were just beating on each other.
You have yet to describe a non-juggalo activity here, buddy.
But it was very juggalo.
My coworker last night was hitting me with a tire iron.
Word?
I didn't know you could get a tire iron, so that's cool.
Maybe that's part of the micro update.
He's beta testing it.
I want it to be like Full Throttle, the LucasArts point-and-click adventure back in the day,
all right,
where you actually had motorcycle combat fights where you had a chainsaw or a fucking mace or just a chain. Like, I want stuff like that.
Are you sure that wasn't Road Rash?
I am positive. Road Rash
was so good.
Stole that from Full Throttle.
Bullshit. Road Rash is the OG.
Nope. It's the SG.
Well, you think they'll make like a rollerblade one? We can play Skitchen.
Gangster.
Man. I used to fucking own Skitchen.
I used to play it on the... I think I was the only person in Sholo with the Sega channel. I used to play it on Sega channel all the time.
Sega channel.
You're the only person I've ever met who had the Sega channel.
Dude, Sega channel.
I wanted
the bomb.
It so bad, my parents were like, no.
Fucking Bomberman was on there like almost all the time. Skitchen was on there. Dude, there was some... A fucking Earthworm Jim 2 was always on there. Mortal Kombat. There were some badass games on there. And they were supposed to be like trials, but I mean, you play them for hours. I don't know why they called them a trial.
Yeah.
Right.
But back to this, do you know of any other features that are coming out with it other than you can start a gang and then you can do melee?
The only thing, that was the only thing I saw was the introduction of melee from your motorcycle.
Because I think there, you know how there's a lowrider specific custom shop for your cars?
Oh, no, yeah, there's new bikes too.
There's a new bike custom specific
shop. So, yeah, there'll be new bikes and you can upgrade your bikes a little bit more because I hate when you go and you take your bike in and it's like, you have to have custom wheels on this. Like, I can't even change my fucking wheels.
Right.
What the fuck?
Some of my bitch.
I mean, change your rim colors until you get custom rims.
How cool would it be if you could make like this crazy ass Mad Max motorcycle with blades hanging out the side of it and shit?
I want gladiator style wheel blades.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Trying to get your Ben Hur on.
Yeah,
I want to ride a blender.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Just riding a blend tech.
God. Trout. Yep.
Yeah.
Is that? Am I too old now? Anyways, is my age showing? It slices. It dices. Well, let's get out of here.
Is that it?
That's it. That's all I had to say. Do you have anything else to add?
O'Doyle rules.
O'Doyle rules. Charles?
I got nothing, man.
St. Demas High School football rules.
Nah, man. O'Doyle rules.
Road rules.
Jesus Christ.
Cider house rules?
Cider house rules?
I don't know anything else that ends with rules.
Obey all the rules.
No rules, just right.
All right. So for episode 78 of the Casual Cowards of Gaming, O'Doyle rules.
I'm Chester.
Now I'm a blooming onion.